Someone who was listening to my conversation with Annabelle Langbein says, Jesse, be careful how much manuka you put in a barbecue with the hood on. A few Christmases ago, we were manuka smoking a salmon, and my brother lifted the lid, and the vaporized manuka oils exploded into a fireball. Amazingly, no eyebrows were lost. Let's ask Linda Heldon, former editor of New Zealand Gardener magazine, author and gardening columnist. Have you ever had a go at smoking or cooking with manuka, Linda?
I have. I've tried all sorts of things, actually, like pahutukawa. Everything tastes like smoke.
How are you? How's the bubble?
No, the bubble's all right. The homeschooling hasn't been a howling success, I'd say.
No. It's tricky,
isn't
it?
That's all right, though.
They should specialised people who do it, and all the kids should gather in one place, like, once a day between 9 and 3 and do it that way, I reckon.
Well, I'm liking the homeschooling TV. I like that as a concept, actually. I wish it would just carry on until midnight.
But you are looking forward to Tuesday.
I'm so excited. Isn't everybody? I'm excited as a gardener because even though, you know, our world is not returning to anywhere near normal, you can't go into garden centres and have a frolic around, which is part of the joy. It does mean that we can stock up on all the things that keep us busy usually. And I think most of the conversations over the last 4 weeks online have been, where do you buy seeds, which have been available, but of course nothing to grow them in has been available. So people have been improvising.
Yeah,
and even just containers. You know, not everybody was set up. I mean, I didn't even think to go and stock up beforehand. So I've run out of most things. I've been recycling lots of containers and, you know, rats ate half my seeds, which was a bit infuriating after I'd sown them.
At least you know what to set your rat trap with.
Yeah, and the problem is, of course, from now on, is that we're a month down the track from gardening, and so we've really missed that window of late planting. And so anything that we do from now on, we're heading into winter, and so you need to keep that in mind. Like, don't go off and spend all your cash buying things that you would have planted a month ago. Just remember that we're a month down the track now, so unless you're going to buy things to help your seeds germinate quickly, so you might want to buy a little cloche or a little heated propagating unit that you can get from garden centres and hardware stores, so you can just kind of try and catch up some of that time that we've lost.
So what to buy?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of it is about supplies. So if you haven't got any fertiliser and you needed to maybe give your citrus trees a bit of a perk up if they're looking yellow and a bit sad after a very long, hot, dry summer, it's not too late to give them a bit of a perk up with some fertiliser. And other things too, like frost cloth, get your frost cloth in now because some parts of the country have already had snow and frost. But in the northern parts, we're still in fairly mild conditions, and so things are still growing quite nicely. So if you can get some frost cloth and just fling that over, say if you've got a raised bed and you've planted some seeds directly into it, if you put some frost cloth over the top, it'll keep them growing. And there's a great product that you can buy from specialist suppliers who sell it as liquid frost cloth, so places like Country Trading online, or in garden centres as Vapor Guard. And it's an organic wax spray that growers use. And you can use that, you can mix it up with water and you spray it over things like passion fruit and citrus, things that are frost tender. Mm. And it acts like a little raincoat on their leaves for 6 weeks. So it's a brilliant thing to do if you live in a marginal climate.
Great.
So get some of that in. And I reckon cloches generally too. So lots of the shops have little plastic things, you know, they look like a bell jar that you can just pop over the top of some seedlings just to get them growing a little bit quicker.
Oh,
and they're not
cool.
expensive, so they're quite fun and they look quite nice in gardens as well.
Yeah. What about, like, would you ever start a garden around this time? Like, actually, you know, buy a little
garden. Yeah, definitely. If you've never gardened before and maybe you've just dipped your toes into it over the last couple of weeks and realised you don't have an adequate setup, you can buy things like veggie pods, which are a raised bed. They're a certain size. They have a watering reservoir in the bottom and then a little flip-top lid. And so they keep it covered. And that's quite good because it means you can grow things organically. You don't have to worry about using sprays if you want to keep the bugs out. And it keeps everything warmer because it creates a little microclimate. So ordinarily, I wouldn't say that those are really worth the money that you spend setting them up. But having said that, if you are starting out, you want to succeed.
Yeah.
And so it's worth the money. How did you go, by the way? I know you sent me an email to say that you were potentially putting in a veggie garden. Did you start?
Yeah, I just am a little bit short of access and materials at the moment, Linda. So it's on the long to-do list. My first thing, I think, will be to put some mulch down over the couple of trees I've planted because I've been told over and over again that that's a worthwhile investment.
Yeah, mulch is good. And in fact, actually, a couple of things. If you are buying lots of bagged potting mix, just be very careful to open that out in the open because obviously all that potting mix has been sitting in garden centres for a whole month. And so any chance of Legionnaire spores developing if it's been sitting there in the heat is higher because it will be drier and warmer in those bags. So make sure you always open them outdoors.
Would you put your COVID mask on?
Well, you should if you've got one. I mean, my mum's made me a pretty fancy-looking mask, but I would have always thought felt like a bit of a dick wearing it before, but it's probably quite helpful. Yeah. And just one other thing is if you're interested in doing some landscaping, because obviously now's the perfect time going into autumn to plant trees and shrubs, and they're going to be much harder to impulse buy because you won't be able to walk around garden centres looking for them. So support local plant nurseries. There's lots of small nurseries who supply big garden centres, and they're all over the country. And if you look on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, there's a group that's been set up called NZ Nurseries, Level 3. And it's growing by the day. I think there's about 500 people in there now, and they're all just nurseries saying who's selling by mail order, where they are in the country. And you can also ask them, hey, who's got this? So it's working pretty good.
Love it. Linda Hellinan, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.